This interview is with Mrs. Delia Cornell.
Yes.
A homemaker living temporarily at Moorhead Manor, but the farm home is in Rusted, Minnesota.
Yes.
Mrs. Cornell has lived in this area since 1914.
That's right.
And this interview is being held at Moorhead State University's recording studio on July 10th, 1985. The interviewer is Helen Thompson, representing the Heritage Education Commission. All right. Now, a few questions. I'll begin asking you some questions about your childhood. As a child, where did you live, Mrs. Cornell?
I lived at Mazeppa, Minnesota. That's in southern Minnesota. It's about 80 miles from Minneapolis. And my father died when I was a year and a half old, and my mother moved to Mazeppa. So I was raised there.
And where did you go to school then?
Well, I went to school in Mazeppa. And then I had a sister that lived down, well, in southern Minnesota, and they told me to come down there and finish high school. So I went to high school in Welcome, Minnesota. And graduated from high school, you know.
And then where did you take your training before you began teaching?
Well, I went right from high school. They needed a teacher, and come and asked me if I'd teach, and I didn't. I wrote to the State Department, and the one that was the head man there had been my teacher in Sherburn, Minnesota, and he said, "We'll give you a life certificate." And they sent it to me.
One thing you might remember, Mama, too, is that she taught a couple years when she only had 2 years of high school, didn't you?
Yes, I taught 2 years.
Isn't that?
And then went back to school.
Isn't that interesting?
And then I thought I had 2 years, but the superintendent, after asking me some questions and one thing another, he said, "You can finish in 1 year." And I finished in...
And you taught then in a country school?
Yes, I always taught in a country school.
And many, all 8 grades?
Oh yes, sometimes I had the, you know, we'd have part of the classes. It'd be, of course it was individual.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd have one in the 8th grade.
That was tough teaching.
Well, no, I enjoyed it.
I'm sure you did.
I guess that was my... that was the best thing I could do. I liked it.
And then you came to this area and began teaching in 1914.
Yes, I came. I had a sister living up, I think, there. And then I thought I was going to teach in Felton, I think.
Oh, yes.
And they didn't have a vacancy. So they told me that they had a vacancy at Rusted. And I went to Rusted, and I taught 2 years, and then got married.
Well, great. Okay, now, going back a little bit, could you describe a typical day in your home as you remember it as a child?
Yes. My mother was a widow, but we had our own home. And I lived right beside the river. And I spent lots of time either on the river or around it. And I had a very nice childhood.
Great.
I'll say. I was always very happy. And then we went to school and had friends. And my mother was a very religious woman, and she insisted that I go to Sunday school and like that. And that she was careful about what friends, that my friends were come from good families and like that.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I was the youngest one. of 8 children.
Oh, my.
But they were all away. There weren't any of them there.
Uh-huh.
It's 8 that lived. There were actually 14 births. But
what?
That was 8 that lived. There were actually 14 births, but a lot of them
died.
Yeah,
my mother
know.
Had 15 births.
Oh, I think...
But only 8 had grown.
I think in
those...
Well,
they counted every birth, whether it was a... well...
Yeah, I think in those years there were many children that died at a very young age.
Yes.
Uh-huh, or at birth.
They quite few died at birth.
Yeah.
I think my mother had some that died at birth.
Mm-hmm. Did you did you live on a farm then as a child?
No. My father died when I was 18
yeah.
months old.
Uh-huh.
And my mother bought a small house in town.
Oh, you were in
and
town.
All, and that was Mazeppa, Minnesota.
Uh-huh. What holidays were especially important to you as a child?
We always celebrated the 4th of July.
Yes.
And, of course, we always kept Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Did you have Christmas trees?
What?
Do you have Christmas trees when you were little? Or
yeah, not? We always had a Christmas tree.
Oh, you did have a tree.
Oh, good.
You
yes.
had a tree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as I remember.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that's a long time ago.
Well, I'm sure you would remember. Were birthdays an important...
Yes, I can remember my 12th birthday. That's the most important day in my life.
Great.
My mother had made a real nice meal and invited all my friends, and it was a surprise.
Uh-huh.
And I was thrilled about it.
Oh, I can.
And I always have remembered it.
Oh, that's great.
Mama, how old were you when President McKinley was assassinated? Do you know?
When McKinley was assassinated?
What do you remember about that? Excuse me, but
that's
it's
fine.
An
well,
story.
I remember,
very glad.
Of course, we remember. But I can't say
you're
just
about
how.
9.
What?
You were about 9. You must have been about 9 years old.
I was 9 or 10 years old.
And you
old.
Remember about the poem?
About what?
The poem about President McKinley.
Oh, yes, a neighbor
yeah.
wrote a poem. He was a... he wasn't... Well, he thought he was smarter than he was. And he wrote this long poem.
Uh-huh.
And I had that for a long time because it was so funny. What can I remember? Did I ever tell you anything?
Yes, starts out with Leon Czolgosz.
The assassin.
Yes.
Was all false without within. And he killed President McKinley. Oh, how dreadful was the din.
Oh. Isn't that something? Oh, dear. Now, could you share a little bit of what one day of your life was like when you were a homemaker?
When I was a homemaker?
Yes, when you after you were married.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did any outdoor chores.
Good.
But we kept a nice, a good home, and we always were ready for company, mm-hmm. for we had lots of company.
That's great.
And that's about all, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Was, when the children were small, it kept you busy just taking care of... When your children were small, I imagine that... kept
yes,
you very busy.
That kept me at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted to have a babysitter, or we called them a hired girl then,
mm-hmm.
Leave alone with my children, because sometimes they... I oversaw on being quite mean to
mm-hmm.
the little ones. So
I
watched them.
Yeah.
I always had my eye on them.
Very good. How many children did you have?
Well, 5.
Ah, good family. Yes.
Yes.
All girls.
All girls.
Yes.
Goodness sakes. So when you went anywhere, then the kids always went with you, right?
Yeah.
When you went anywhere, you always had to take your children with you.
Oh, then. I'd take... probably take the little one.
Oh, yeah.
My oldest girl then, she was 10 years old when Audrey was born. So I know I had company that they wanted me to go to town with them, but they wanted all the children to stay home. And I said I couldn't go if I couldn't take the baby, because I wouldn't leave her with a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, no.
So I mostly had my children with me.
Oh, I know that people did in those days. They always had their little ones along.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Did you have any time at all for volunteer activities when you were on the farm?
Oh, yes. We had the homemakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we had another church circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, furnished food. We always had lunch.
There's always plenty of food,
yes.
Wasn't there? Yes.
Remember 4-H Club, Mama?
Well, yes, I was head of the 4-H Club I don't know just how long. But the 4-H Club, we had meetings and did some work, to show at the county fair.
Yes,
and things like
those
that.
Days too.
Remember
yeah.
your trip then? That you got. Remember your trip that you got for being a 4-H Club leader. Your trip to the state fair.
Oh yes, they sent me to the state fair.
Oh,
and they were so hard, they paid all my expenses.
Uh-huh.
And why? I was thrilled to death.
Oh, I'm sure
about
you.
About 1930.
And I had a lovely time.
7 or 8, I think.
Oh, very good. Let's see. Did you have any hobbies?
Let's see.
You did?
Well,
handwork and...
I never did much handwork.
You didn't? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe...
Kept flowers in the
summer. Kept flowers.
What?
You kept flowers? You liked to garden?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we always had a garden.
Uh-huh.
And then I had flowers around my house.
Uh-huh. Very good. So you didn't do outside work except, I suppose, you took care of the garden, though.
Well,
you and your kids.
I do some weeding by hand.
Uh-huh.
But my husband, he cultivated it, with a cultivator.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Maybe this should come now, if I can remember to go back to some of these. You produced then a lot of your own food.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Because we had a garden,
uh-huh.
And of course we always had our own potatoes and
yes.
tomatoes,
yes,
and cucumbers. I can remember
made
because
lots of
I
pickles.
Always made the pickles,
Yes, did you? You canned a lot of your food there.
Yes,
did you?
I did. What do I want to say now? I canned. What do you call it when we boil them 3 hours?
Hot pack.
Yes.
Yes.
And I canned quite a lot of meat.
Uh-huh.
I canned enough meat so that, we had meat right along.
Uh-huh.
And if we were a little careful of the meat, then if I had company, I could always go down in the basement and get a jar of meat.
Oh, nice.
That was handy, too.
Yeah. Did you have a pressure cooker in later?
No, I never had a pressure cooker.
You never got a pressure cooker.
I never had a pressure cooker.
And you didn't have any
but
trouble?
But, I used the boiler.
Mm-hmm.
But a boiler, a regular boiler.
Yes.
And had something on the bottom so that... So the jars wouldn't sit on the...
Yeah, they had to be
yeah,
up a little.
Yeah, they had to have something between them.
Yes.
And I canned a lot of meat that way. So we had meat down cellar uh-huh. all the time.
Uh-huh. And you didn't have trouble with food spoilage or anything?
I had one jar that of all the meat I canned in all those years, I had one jar that was spoiled. And then I discovered that the jar... The can, the fruit jar,
yeah.
had a little crack in the bottom,
oh.
and I hadn't noticed that.
Uh-huh.
I'd canned in it.
I think nowadays they people would really think it was bad news if we canned our food that way. We have to use pressure cookers.
Yes, but I never had any trouble.
Oh, good. Do you remember when you got your first refrigerator?
Yes, I believe I do.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
And who did we have? How did we? I can't remember just how. Somebody wanted to sell, or moving,
uh-huh.
and wanted to sell their refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And hard up as we were, we bought it anyhow.
You bet. Okay. What do you remember about grocery shopping?
Well, we had a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was only about a half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept all the... Kirkhorn was the name of the mm-hmm. man that kept the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I could send the kids over there. And we did a lot of trading. Of course, we went to Moorhead
mm-hmm.
When we had time. Or I never learned to drive.
You didn't?
I never...
Oh.
And I think that was, I always feel kind of ashamed of that. My husband had a car before we were ever married.
Oh, did he? And oh, sure.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And she started to learn. Didn't you start to learn and then you went in the ditch?
Well, I started to learn and I had an accident and a scare. But he was always willing for me to, and I could have driven to the field, you know.
Well, of course.
Learned that way or got mm-hmm. practice that way. But I don't know, it kind of, and I never, well, of course, I was busy. I had five children.
Sure.
And then we have always had a hired man.
Oh, good. I was wondering, yeah. Did you have any other help at home in the house? Did you ever have, like, a hired girl?
Oh, yes. I always had a hired girl when it was busy times.
Uh-huh. During
and,
harvest and...
And it was too much for me alone, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when we had children, I always had a girl quite a while afterwards.
Well, that's great. Did you have ever an extended family living with you, like your mother or sisters?
Well, my mother came and stayed with me a year.
Uh-huh.
And my children were babies then.
Uh-huh.
And so that was, I enjoyed having her. And
I should say.
She helped me.
Now, did your children have any responsibility at home? Did they have to help
with
things?
Oh, they pulled weeds.
Yes.
They had to pull mustard.
Yes.
Which they didn't like.
No.
And, they had to go and get the cows out in the pasture.
Yes.
And I guess all my children could milk. I think even Lois could milk.
Great.
And I never learned to milk.
I think your That's husband so was dumb. Fine. That's the way my father was with Mom. She didn't do any of those things.
Well, you know, yes, it's very lucky. But I think it's interesting. My mother always said that my father's mother, her mother-in-law, mm-hmm. had said, don't learn to milk when they were married. Don't learn to milk, then you can't. Because
well,
it's
if
too
I,
hard.
You know, if I could have milked, I would have had to milk, especially during thrashing at times like that. But I couldn't milk, so they had to get a man.
I think you were very wise.
Oh,
very wise.
Lucky.
Okay, now, let's see. What was your source of water when you first started homemaking? Did you have a well?
We had a well, yes. Mm-hmm. Right, not too far from the house.
So you carried water into
the house
for use?
Yes, we carried
the
water into the house, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't too long till the well didn't give as much water. Of course, we had stock.
Yes.
And so they dug a well out in the field, and then they piped that into the house. So I had water in the house fairly early.
Mm-mm. We piped that into the barn, but not to the house. Didn't have water in the house till I moved back. From California. Didn't have water in the house till 1960.
But we had water for the stock.
For the stock, but not in the
not
house.
Not in the house.
Well, okay. Well, but after a while they put it in. But I got along fine.
Well, when you're used to it, but it was kind of nice to have it in the house, wasn't it?
Oh, my.
And all the other things that you could have.
Oh, that was wonderful, of course.
Yeah. Well, sometimes those things get left.
Well, it takes time.
Well, of course it does, and it takes money. Now, during the Depression, do you remember any particular problems during the Depression?
I always said that we didn't notice the Depression. We didn't have a bunch of debts to have to worry about. And we got along just fine. But my husband, of course, worked in the... we always called it up at the office, but what was the name of that place?
It was the original AAA. See, it was with the Roosevelt Program. The Soil Conservation Office, he worked there 28 years, so that
helped. And he worked there for pretty near 30 years.
Oh, yes.
Of course, that helped a little. Yeah.
But would you say we were poor at all or not?
What?
Would you say you were poor during the Depression? Times were hard?
No, we weren't.
You had plenty of money?
We had enough for what we needed. But we didn't need anything. We were pretty careful what we needed.
Bet you were.
And I was always bound to send the kids to school. Uh-huh. So I was careful, and that we got money ahead for that.
Uh-huh. Now, did your children attend when they got to high school? Was there a school out there?
There was a school, it rusted.
Yeah.
But when they were, I think the first two, the older girls, not boys, but I had the older children, and they went 2 years in Rusted. They had a teacher that taught some.
3 years, actually. What? 3 years, all except the senior year. They could take from one teacher to all the high school grades.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that for 3 years. Just think. And then where did you go for your last year?
To Moorhead.
Then they went to Moorhead.
Okay, that's what I kind of had that.
Yeah, that was my older sister. Then at the 19, I suppose about 19, it must have been in the 30s, they cut out the high school in Rested. So then you could either go to Comstock or Moorhead, but my dad wanted us to go to Moorhead, so we had to live in town.
Oh, yes.
I had to have an apartment.
They'd give us $5 a month.
Yeah.
If we'd send our children to Comstock. But Dad said no, we'd send them to Moorhead.
Some of you people must have been in high school when I was there.
Oh, we were in high school forever. My sister graduated, my oldest sister graduated in 36, and my young sister graduated
in 36.
Oh, you did, eh?
So that's why the name, and I was trying to...
My older sister Miriam Cornell was graduated.
Of course.
She's only there 1 year, mm-hmm. She's from Moorhead High, and then my Dorothy...
And then you lived...
By the time I came along.
You had to live in town.
We had to live in a room in town, so from the time my sister and my young sister were 14, we lived on our own in Moorhead.
Uh-huh.
Really, without any supervision, which is interesting.
Training.
We make all our own meals, do everything for ourselves.
But you buy your own food?
Well, we brought most of that from home, but we had to take care of all of our things because we were there Monday morning to Friday night,
uh-huh.
And so we had to really take care of our clothes and our food and everything,
What good training.
That hadn't any problem with
no,
it.
No, no.
That's funny. I wouldn't want to send a 14-year-old kid off to live in an apartment.
Not anymore, I don't think. Mm-mm. Now, as far as clothing and household items were concerned, were most of your clothes purchased ready-made, or did
I
you make
most of their
them
clothes.
Good for you? Did you ever send for things through Montgomery Ward, Sears, Roebuck?
Yeah. Yes, we sent.
So there were made-over clothes?
One interesting thing is that my mother had some sisters who had a lot more money than we did. And they sent boxes. Do you remember Mama getting boxes from Aunt Effie?
Yeah, they lived in Seattle, didn't they?
Yeah,
And she was back, and she just talked about giving her clothes, to the Red Cross or the Salvation Army. And I said, don't do that. I said, send them to me. and I'll fix them for our children. Uh-huh. So we had quite nice clothes. You had quite nice clothes. Yes.
Covered her.
I made them over a little bit. And
though an example of that is, I never had a new coat bought from a store in my life until I was in eighth grade. Uh-huh. And my mother was making over a fur coat remember, you were making over a fur coat, which is pretty hard to sew on the sewing machine, and she made a mistake and cut it too short and started to cry. And my dad came in, and he said, "What's the matter?" She says, "Well, I've ruined the coat. I don't think I can fix it. It's going to be Lois's coat." And he said, "Well, maybe we can buy her a new coat." Now, I was in eighth grade.
Oh, yes.
And that's the only coat that's the first coat in the store. So that's kind of interesting. And my mother also says she felt the depression was over when my dad said we could buy her a coat. I think
yes,
it cost $12.
He said, "Take her to town." I can remember that. He said, "Take her to town and buy her a coat." I was more than happy to do.
Those things sound kind of familiar. It brings back memories.
So we noticed depression.
Yeah. I imagine you taught your daughters to sew then.
Well, some of them sewed. I have one girl, Ruth, and she did real well, but the others didn't care to take, and I didn't like to sew either.
But you did.
And just as quick, as quick as they were old enough, I had them go and they could buy clothes ready-made then, you know.
But my mother's attitude toward us is kind of interesting, I think, because she just felt that cooking and sewing were things you'd have to do the rest of your life, and she always said, "Oh, have fun. There's nothing to learn in cooking and sewing. Don't bother with it. I'll do it. You'll have to do that enough years anyway." So we didn't learn very much about that.
About sewing?
Well, sewing or cooking.
Sewing or cooking.
Well, I wasn't much of a sewer either.
Didn't feel like it was important.
And as quick as they got old enough to go themselves to be, you know, go to different stores to look for bargains, then I gave them the money and told them to go. Because I didn't like to sew, and I don't like to sew yet.
Oh, that's great. Then as far as keeping clothes clean, I suppose you did some washboard.
Oh, I washed all by hand. You know, we had a tub and a washboard did the washing.
Uh-huh. Well, people didn't use as many clothes as we do nowadays then, do they?
Probably not.
They didn't put on clean from the inside out every day.
No,
back then.
No.
Okay. Once a week in long underwear.
Yeah. Oh, my. Do you remember when you got your first wash machine?
Yes. I remember that a lot plainer than most things. Mm-hmm. The man came and he bring in the washing machine. I don't need to say that how it ran, but he bought the washing machine and started to bring it in. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, you don't need to bring it in." I said, "We can't afford to do that, I don't know." Well, he said, "This is yours." He said, "I'm bringing it in." He said, "I met your husband on the way to town, and he's already bought it and paid for it."
Oh, great.
So I was tickled to death.
You know, was that a gas engine machine?
It had it had an engine, but I couldn't start it. Uh-huh. But he'd start it.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, as quick as we got electricity, we had an electric that I could just turn on.
Mama, do you remember why you happened to get that washing machine? wanted to buy them. He didn't mind spending money, but he had some kind of thing about it. He couldn't buy it until there was a good reason that would take, so he could justify it. Uh-huh. And what was the reason? Why did we have to have a washing machine? You had just been in the hospital. She had gallstones, was in the hospital 5 weeks.
Oh, yes. And they said I could.
The doctor said you can't be washing clothes.
Yes.
So my dad got it. But he had to have
that's
an excuse.
Had to have a good
I had
reason.
To have gallstones to get
didn't have a telephone until my oldest sister's husband went overseas and she went stay home. And he said, you can't stay home without a telephone. My dad said, we'll get one. But he had to have a reason.
We
never
reason.
Had a telephone until we're all out of the house. Yeah.
That's one of the questions I was going to ask you. Yeah. Yes, I mean, I'd forgotten. Okay, then of course, you recall when you got electricity in your house?
No, I didn't understand your question.
Do you recall about when you got electricity in the house?
Oh, yes, I can remember because they came. Well, they hooked up the. We couldn't. They wouldn't put in electric line for us at first because they didn't. The whatever you call it that runs the electricity didn't want to go over the railroad track. Uh-huh. They didn't want to go east a long ways.
Uh-huh.
But Dad talked to them. And they came up and put ours in.
Good. Do you remember?
But they didn't
go
any farther east.
Do you remember what year that was?
What?
Do you remember about what year?
What year? Well, my
1940.
Yeah, right about that time.
Right before the war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about during the war? About old rationing and that kind of thing, food stamps and.
Oh, yes, we had food stamps.
Uh-huh.
But during the war, we never had any trouble, though, because I know Clarence had to go in and register, you know, for the to go to war. But they told him, they said, you go home and raise your...
That was the First War.
That was the First World War,
yes,
wasn't
that
it?
Must
yes,
have been.
Yeah, yeah.
So he didn't have to go.
No.
He was 30, though, at that time.
Yeah. But World War II?
Well, no.
Yeah, do you remember when I gave the lady all my meat stamps and you were really mad at me?
Who did you give me?
We went and had a meal at this lady's house. I was in college. It was down in St. Cloud. And she asked me for the meat stamps, and I gave them to her.
Yes, and we couldn't get meat without the stamps.
Yeah, we had
right.
men for thrashing, and Ma was real mad because I gave her the meat stamps.
But, of course, we didn't have
mine,
much trouble.
Mine, but
we generally butchered, you know.
Yes.
And I canned. We called it coal pack.
Right, that was it.
Then, Mama, you should, now, during the war, it was a big change in your life because it was short of teachers.
Yes, I went back to teach.
Yeah.
And I never dreamed of teaching again. Of course, I had five children like that. But now my kids were, I guess they were all in school then.
Grown up, yeah.
And we had a school. Oh, well, it's towards Sabin, you know.
Yes.
And they came down one night and asked me if I'd take it.
Oh.
But I had a life certificate.
Uh-huh.
And so I was, you know, that was wonderful. I remember when I got my first check,
I
went to Herb's. And I spent it all in clothes.
Good for you.
And then remember about the checking account.
Yes, my husband would never put my name in. And we had quite a checking account, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said I'd spend it all. But how did we happen to change?
Because then you got some money for your in your salary, and you gave him,
oh,
you
yes.
put it,
and
you told him either, you said either we have a joint account or I have a separate account, and all my money goes in a separate account.
And, of course, if I had a checking account, it would have been small, and I'd have had to pay.
Oh, yes.
So then he agreed to put my name in.
In other words, your husband, that's interesting. good for you, women's rights, women's rights.
That he had never had, now we had quite a checking account and owned quite a bit of land. Mm-hmm. And you know, he never had my name in the bank with him. If he'd have died at that time, I would have had to have everything probated. Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't that dumb?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of that.
Yes, there was a lot of that.
In other words, your husband was the money manager.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, his excuse for not having my name in was that I'd spend it all.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But they got after him at the bank and told him to put my name in.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, boy. Was there any particular job that you hated to do more than anything else as far as your housework was concerned?
Well, I think washing clothes
was
the hardest job.
Yeah.
Because, I did it by hand.
I know.
And, of course, but then it was a thrill when I got a washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the drought years?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There was one year, you know, that we didn't have any crop at all.
Mm-hmm.
And but we got along. I think we got along better than, well, you know, we always had some money ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We were never desperately poor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always was determined to send the children to school.
Yes, that's great. Let's see. Were there any particular housekeeping chores that you considered to do on a weekly basis, except washing clothes? Were there other things? Like you ironed on Tuesday, or?
Oh no, I did my work each day. That whatever was necessary.
Whatever was necessary. Yeah. Okay.
I never had certain days because. Now, I might say I want to wash on Tuesday, or then there'd be a homemaker's, you know, and I never missed all things in the church.
Surely.
I always took part in everything.
Uh-huh, that's great. Can you think of anything else that might be of interest in case I'm forgetting things?
Anything else that might be interesting just to put in the...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, when we put the 4-H.
Uh-huh.
That was... and I was head of the 4-H for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And then we had... We had lunches and things like that, and 4-H, I'm trying to think. I worked with the 4-H for years, and then the 4-H sent me to Minneapolis.
Yes, you mentioned that.
Yeah, I told
that
before.
That's great, yes. Well, that was a very important activity for youngsters.
Yes.
For kids during that
time,
and it still is a very important thing.
Can I suggest a question? I just thought of it now. But
yes.
My mother was... from another, sort of another culture, a little different religion from around Resta, because at Resta was very, nearly everyone was Scandinavian immigrants at that time. Now she was an interesting thing. Could you make, you know?
Yes, go ahead.
So,
comment on what was differences between you or what the people in Resta Rock, almost all of them had been born in Norway, the older generation.
Yes. Oh my.
And neither my mother, my father belonged to that.
Uh-huh.
And I was there. Eastern, my people were born in the Far East, of course.
Not Far East.
Part of them.
Eastern.
And I wasn't Norwegian.
No. That's quite a change for that area, wasn't it?
But we got along fine.
Uh-huh.
I had my friends were wonderful.
Lois?
And then it's a Norwegian Lutheran church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said to my husband, I said, what's the sense of driving to Moorhead to a Presbyterian church or something like that, and probably to go in about once a year. I said, let's join over here. I said, it's the same God, whether it's the Norwegian church or the Swedish church.
They moved the church up from the country in 1926.
Yeah, that's when we joined.
And we joined in 28.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we were five of us, so all five of us and my father were baptized on Pentecost Sunday, 1928. My mother didn't have to be baptized because she'd been. But my father had been a Church of the Covenant Baptist. I don't think they baptize
until they are
till they're older. So we all had to be baptized. And
well, of course, I'd been baptized. As
and my mother's relatives thought becoming a Lutheran was...
What?
Your relatives didn't think much of your becoming a Lutheran, did they?
Oh, yeah. You know, my people were all Methodists.
Oh, yes.
And they were quite... they thought I was lost, I guess, because I joined the Lutheran Church.
Oh, well, I think people were more that way back then than they are now about your joining a different denomination.
Yes. And I said, what in the world is the difference? It's the same God. I said, it's funny. What would be the sense of driving past a Christian church to Moorhead, 10 miles, and probably never go more than once a year?
Yeah, right.
So we joined and had all our babies baptized and joined the Lutheran Church at Ruston.
Very good. And we're very active members, I'm sure.
Well, we always did what we could. And
Ma taught Sunday school for many years. That's one of the things you did, didn't you? Taught Sunday school for
many,
many, many years.
I taught Sunday school for, I guess, pretty near 20 years. Mm-hmm. I taught the 8th grade. And then the minister, he used to come up and have a class. And when I taught that class, he didn't have to come up to Ruston. So he thought I was pretty good.
You must have been pretty good, that's for sure. I will ask this to you. What was your impression of, like, Eleanor Roosevelt? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember Mrs. Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was quite active.
Yes, she was.
I admired her.
Good. Very good. I think most people did.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you remember Amelia Earhart?
Well, she was the first one that crossed the ocean.
Right.
Did she go across?
Yes.
Did she go around the world?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
She just crossed the Atlantic Ocean.
I think she went around the world, didn't she?
Well,
I
can't
see. Remember what happened to her?
Now, wait a minute. Julia, what's her name?
Amelia Earhart.
Yes. Well, she was lost flying across the Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean, right.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't remember just how she was, what accident.
She was never found.
Oh, she was never found.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, she either went down or she had some kind of an accident.
Yeah, she surely did.
She was never found.
No.
Oh, my, that's terrible.
You think radio and television and so on has had quite an impact on homemakers?
Well,
do you remember your first radio?
Oh, yes. We were all sat around listening to the radio instead of doing our work.
Yeah, right. That was pretty important, wasn't it?
Batteries here.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to...
Well, I think we've covered quite a...
Hey, Mama, what do you think is the most important invention?
Oh, great question.
I remember her talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
The most important new invention or new thing for you as far as that being a homemaker is concerned, what was the thing that made the most difference to your life, radio or television or electricity or what?
Oh, well, I think radio was wonderful. But, of course, television is nice, too.
Mm-hmm. What else? Is there anything else?
She used to say about the most important invention was fly spray.
Oh.
So you could spray.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, I'd taught school for years, and I, I hadn't lived where we had flies as much, but and then the grandpa would stand in the door and leave it open. Oh, I had quite a bit of trouble with flies. But then the Raleigh man came with fly spray.
Oh,
and boy, that was wonderful. I never had trouble with flies after that. My hired
great?
Man could never understand why I sprayed outside the door. And then we had two south windows, and I'd spray all around those south windows and, of course, around the kitchen door.
Sure.
And he couldn't understand why. I said, for every fly we kill outdoors, is one less in the house.
Oh, yes, because on a farm there could be lots
of
flies.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I should say so.
But I never had, we never had trouble with flies after I had fly spray.
That's great. You have granddaughters? Grandchildren?
Yes. Dorothy, how many children is Dorothy?
Four.
She's got four children, but they live in... They live out on the coast, anyhow.
Would there be anything that you'd wish for your granddaughters as they become homemakers?
Oh, well, I'd want them to have a decent husband and...
Right.
And, yes.
Well, what else did you want for all of your daughters, Ma? Would you
I
say?
Want an education. We sent them all to school.
That's great.
That
was
wasn't easy
important.
Either.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. No. I'm sure it wasn't.
But they all, are they all degree graduates?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. One summer I went to school.
Oh, that was great. When was that?
Yes.
Now, after you started teaching again?
Can you remember
again?
When that was?
It's been about 51 or 2 or right in there. Yeah, it was about right 1950 or so. She needed some more for her certificate, I guess, and went to school.
Why did I go? To school?
I think you had to get your certificate renewed.
Oh,
I think.
Yes.
Did you go to Morehead State then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was...
You know, so we all have gone to Morehead State, and my father went before he ever met my mother. He went as a young man. Now, he didn't go to high school because his father gave him a choice of going to school or staying on the farm and making money. And so he didn't go to high school. It would have been very hard. There wasn't any high school in Rustad then at all. Otherwise, he would have gone. And... But he went to Morehead State for what they call short courses. He went all the way. I know he went almost a whole year.
Who's that?
Papa.
Oh, yes, he went to
because I just found a letter. It says I'm going to be there till May, and this was at New Year's time. So he went and stayed and lived in town and went to classes.
What'd you say?
He went to classes at Morehead State.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Good.
So I didn't even know that till a year or so ago.
Isn't that interesting, the things one can find out? Well... Unless there's something else you'd like to mention, I think we'll end our interview.
Oh, I just didn't get your...
Unless there's something else you'd like to mention, we'll end our interview.
Oh, yes. I think we've covered pretty well.
And I thank you very much.
Well, my year...
It's been delightful.
You're wonderful to ask me, you know, and...
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you.